Broadcasting live, it's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Delta High School. The Panthers host the Basalt Longhorns in a league non-league double dip today. I'm Mark Cantor, and the Panthers are coming off that huge 10-5 victory over Montrose on Thursday and look to stay hot and get the sweep here today. The Longhorns are 10-10 overall, but 6-2 in the league and surprisingly battle-tested. They played quite a few highly ranked 3A teams in their non-conference schedule, so they're not to be taken lightly. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from head coach Steve Ryder. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorax, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
Steve, we talked before the Montrose game that it was an important game for both teams, specifically for you guys, you know, with strength of schedule and how it helps with RPI and everything, and how important a victory would be. And you guys went out there and you got it.
Yeah, that's a big win for us. You know, they're a good program, and man, they played a tough schedule. So we knew they were battle tested, and you know, we were hoping to compete and come out of it with a win. And I thought our boys, we pitched well, we swung it well, you know, we did the little things right, and that was the difference. So yeah, that was a huge win for us.
The boys had control of that game pretty much until the fifth inning, and then Montrose tied the score. And you and I talked about it. What I noticed was the boys didn't panic when they came up in the bottom of the inning. They just went out there and continued to work. Had the big inning that they've been known for this season, and kind of retook the momentum and put the game away kind of right there in that inning.
Yeah, you know, I think this crew's really matured. You know, maybe at the start of the year, you know, we don't pull that win off. But you know, I think the big thing was, is you're right, we didn't panic. We just kept doing things like we do them, and, you know, came up with some big plays, came up with some big hits, and, you know, took that momentum back, and I don't think we ever really gave it back. So that was a good situation.
We got the Salt today, a doubleheader. It's the first game's a league game, second game's non-league. These two games are almost as important as that Montrose game was, because, you know, I don't necessarily believe in baseball there's such a thing as a trap game, but if you take your foot off the gas against this Basalt team, they're battle-tested. They've played several of the top 10 3A teams. If you take your foot off the gas, they're going to bite you.
Yeah, they're a good team, without a doubt. They swing it. They have good arms. Balderson kid throws well. Schneider kid, they've got some good arms, and we know that. You know, it was a dogfight at their place last year, first game, and you know, we're going to have to get out there and get after it today. Like you said, we can't take our foot off the gas. We've got to pitch well. We got to swing well. We got to play defense. It's going to take two complete games.
And that's something else we've had in the second half of the season here. You know, pitching's been good all year, but the bats have really come around. The defense has really improved. You know, something you and I talked about, everybody's hitting it hard. You've made a few tweaks to the preparation. How does that help to improve the team here down the stretch?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we changed our batting practice in our pregame to where it's more focused. It's not just up there, you know, getting loose, getting hacked. You know, everybody's working on an approach. You know, I mean, we do a two-strike count. We do a hit-and-run count. We do a 2-0 count. You know, so they have different situations that they're focusing on and just different approaches that they may see in the game. And I think that's helped us get focused better at the plate for games.
Finally, today's senior day, last home game of the season. Talk a little bit about the seniors on this team and what they've meant to the program.
Oh, this is a great crew. You know, they were cut short with the COVID year, and, you know, and that's a big year. That freshman year, there's a lot of learning that goes on in baseball. And, you know, so we always felt bad for them that they lost that first year, you know. But, you know, this is a great crew. They're competitors. You know, they love the game. They play the game the right way. You know, they're just fun to coach. And, you know, I hope we just go out and, you know, honor them a little bit today and just get after it.
It's definitely going to be a big day, a fun day. I hope we come out on the winning end. I have high expectations for today. Good luck, Steve.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of bulk and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Cantor back with you at Delta High School as the Panthers get ready to take on the Longhorns on the mound for Delta today. Is Landon Kennel. Quickly get his stats here. Landon has a sub-1 ERA at .69, a 7-2 record. 10 appearances, 6 of those are starts, and has thrown 5 walks, 68 strikeouts. The starting lineup he'll be facing for the Basalt Longhorns, leading off the shortstop, Channing Morris. Batting second will be their pitcher, Gage Balderson. In the three-holder, third baseman, Cage Schneider. Batting cleanup for the Longhorns today, left fielder Elias Schneider. The backstop for the Salt will be batting fifth. That's Cody Barton. Batting sixth, the center fielder Taylor Hayes. In the seven hole will be the first baseman Parker Nelson. Batting eighth will be the right fielder Hayden Rowley. And batting ninth, the second baseman Calum Inglis. For Delta, we're looking at Landon Kennel leading off, and he is the pitcher, as I mentioned, followed by shortstop Landon Clay. Batting third will be Delta's catcher, Luke Gastineau, in the cleanup spot, right fielder Ty Reed. Batting fifth, the first baseman Rylan Bynum. Batting sixth, center fielder Braden Sprout. In the seven hole, the left fielder Connor Workman. Batting eighth, the designated hitter Evan Ficklin. Batting ninth, the second baseman Jesse Delgado. First pitch brought to you by Taco Time, and it's fouled off by Morris to the backstop for strike one. Kennel stares, then he's got his sign, comes home. That pitch will just miss the outside corner. Might have been a little long, but the count will be even. And the pitch. This one's going to be lifted into short center field. Sprout comes in, and it's going to bounce right in front of him. So a leadoff single for Morris. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Gage Balderson. Balderson on the season, batting 245 with a couple of doubles, a couple home runs, so there is some power to his game. He's got 14 walks, 19 strikeouts, been hit by a pitch twice, reached on an error three times, has a slugging percentage of 408. This one's going to be sawed off to the shortstop. No! Delgado coming over trying to make the catch in a collision. The ball will bounce. It was a soft liner. No communication out there. Coach Steve Ryer out of the dugout to check on his middle infield's connection here. Delgado coming over. I'm not sure if he didn't hear Clay calling him off. It was clearly Clay's ball to field. And Steve going over to talk to Jesse. But regardless, the ball fell to the ground and the Longhorns will have runners at first and second, Steve, so make sure they're both okay. Can't be too careful with concussions nowadays, head injuries. I'm sure they're going to keep an eye on both of those players here as the game continues. Clay will move in and out on Morris down there at second as the batter, Kate Schneider, comes to the plate. Schneider batting 304 with six doubles and a home run. So he's got some power. This one's going to be lifted into left field, and it is going to drop for a base hit in front of Workman. Workman struggles to get a grasp on it, but the runner Morris has to hold at third. So two hits and an error here to start the game for Basalt, and they've got the bases loaded rather quickly, and their cleanup hitter, Elias Schneider, coming to the plate. He's a lefty. The pitch is going to be fouled back to the backstop for a strike. Schneider batting 297 on the season, five doubles and a triple. Seven walks, 13 Ks. He'll take a strike on the inside corner. Good pitch by Landon. Breaking ball started on the outside, ended up on the inside half of the plate. Here's the pitch. This one's on the ground in the hole on the right side. That'll score one. It's going to they're going to hold the runner at third is head coach Dan Marquette. Dan was telling me before the game that this Basalt team's only had eight practices on their home field due to weather. Obviously, they find other places to practice, but they've had to have several of their games at neutral sites as well because of the weather. The first pitch to Cody Barton swung on and missed off speed from Cannell. Basalt catcher's batting 345 in the season, and he'll take strike two. eight doubles and a home run for Barton. Got the bases loaded here with no outs. He'll swing and miss with first base occupied. Pitches in the dirt, but that's the first out, and it's a strikeout. So that'll bring Taylor Hayes to the plate. Hayes batting 320 on the season with a triple. He'll check his swing. He'll appeal down to first base umpire, and they'll say he did not go around, so that's ball one. Here's the 1-0. That's at the knees for a strike, so that'll even up the count at one. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Good pitch by Kennel. Had Hayes guessing there. Taylor had no idea what was coming. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Basalt leading off the game with three hits and a error to load the bases. They do have one run in here in the top of the first inning, but Landon Kennel's come back with back-to-back strikeouts. That pitch catches the inside corner for a strike. A nice little slider there. Landon didn't get rattled with how the inning started. And now he's settled in trying to get out of this jam. The pitch, that breaker's in there for a strike. Great curveball from Landon. Started high and tight, and by the time it reached the plate, it was right in the zone. Here's the 0-2. This one's lifted into left field. Workman to his right. It's going to bounce. He'll field it, come home with it. It's going to be cut off by Clay as two more runs will score. So an RBI single for Nelson will bring Caden Rowley to the plate. Rowley batting 077 on the campaign. One double as he'll pop it up foul on the right side and out of play as Bynum gives chase. Defensively for Delta, first to third, Bynum, Delgado, Clay, Porter, left to right in the outfield. It's Workman, Sprout, and Reed behind the plate, Gastineau, and of course on the mound, Landon Kennel. Rowley steps back in, right on right. Kennel checks the runner at second. That's Schneider. The pitch is low. Good job by Gastineau to smother it. Parker Nelson's the runner at first. He had two RBIs with his single. Basalt leads 3-0 here early in this first game of a twin dip. The pitch on the ground to third. Porter up with it, backing up. Long throw to first in time. And that will end the inning, but not before the Longhorn strike. It's 3-0 Basalt. We'll take a break, head to Delta's half of the inning. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service. Lots of easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Canner back here with you at Delta High School with starting pitcher Gage Balderson will finish his warm-up tosses. Balderson on the year. 3-3 record in 10 appearances, a .554 earned run average. 26 walks, 52 strikeouts. On base average against of .275. So teams have hit off of Balderson. And Delta, a red hot hitting team right now. Landon Tennell will come to the plate, leading off the bottom of the first for Delta. His squad down by 3-0. He will take ball one, low and outside. Kennel batting .486 on the season if he takes ball two. Kennel's got 5 doubles and a triple. The pitch, low and inside. We'll see if Landon's got the green light. Here's 3-0 to start the bottom of the first. The pitch. Misses outside, so a 4-pitch walk for Delta to start the their half of the first. Got to bring Landon Clay to the plate as we get a courtesy runner for Kennel the pitcher, Jacob Hancock. One of the seniors to be honored here between games on Senior Day. Clay batting .500 on the year with 7 doubles. 9 walks, 4 strikeouts. If you're wondering about the speed of Kennel at first, he's got some speed, 3-for-3 in stolen bases. He's held on by Nelson. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Landa. Short lead by Kennel. The pitch. That one's in the dirt. Bounces off the catcher, Barton Shingard, and Kennel will move up. So double play no longer in effect. As Kennel is out there at second. Counts even to Clay. Balderson sets, checks the runner at second, now comes home. That pitch in the dirt, good block by Barton that time. Something we mentioned in the pregame, Delta, when Montrose took the momentum from them on Thursday with that 3-run fifth to tie the score, Delta didn't panic. So I don't expect them to panic here down 3-0 to this Basalt club, who's not a bad team. That pitch misses the zone for ball three. Hitters count now for Clay. Pitch. That missed low, and back-to-back walks to start the first for Delta. Brings Luke Gastineau to the plate. Luke, another one of those seniors. He's batting .489 on the season, 3 doubles and a home run, so. You got a couple of ducks on the pond, one of them in scoring position as Balderson looks into the lefty. He sets at the waist. Now kicks and fires. Gastineau checked his swing. The umpire said he went through. Regardless, I think the ball was in the zone, so right at the knees. Good leads by the runners. Hancock at second and Clay at first is Luke will now have to be tough with two after taking that strike. Here's the pitch from Balderson. Way outside, good snag by Barton. Castro not making an offer at that one. Balderson stares him. Delta did have a little trouble with Balderson when they faced him last year, as he will turn and step off the rubber. Never took his eyes off of Hancock at second. Balderson will come set again. And the pitch. This one back up the middle. Shortstop Morris up with it to first. And the first baseman, Nelson, can't handle the throw. Took a hop. It was a hard throw to field on the back end by Nelson. And not able to squeeze it home. We'll get a courtesy runner for the catcher as Wilkes comes out. And Delta now has the bases loaded in the first with Ty Reed, their cleanup batter, coming to the plate. Ty's having a heck of a year. 424 average, 7 doubles, a triple, 2 home runs, 19 RBI on the season. Tied for second on the team in that category. Then Marcoya comes out and has a chat with Balderson as well as the rest of his infield. Runners will return to their bases. It'll be Hancock at third, Clay at first, and Wilkes at, Clay at second, Wilkes at first, Ty Reed at the plate. Reed's had a hit and at least one hit in the last three games, two of those being home runs. The pitch, this is outside. Tyree, not a batter you want to make a mistake to. Balderson sets. Here's the 1-0. This one's a chopper. Back to Balderson. He'll come home for one. No throw by Barton. As they'll force the runner at the plate. That was Hancock. And the bases will remain loaded as Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. Bynum on the season, .483 average, 2 doubles, 3 triples, and 2 homers. 22 RBI, he leads the team in that category. The pitch, low and outside, a good block by Barton. So Delta, still with the bases loaded here. Clay at third, Wilkes at second. Is that pitch in the zone? Bynum didn't agree with the call, but the count's even at one. We've got aces across the board. 1-1, 1-out. And the pitch. That one gets away from the catcher as it was way outside, and Clay will hustle from third to score Delta's first run. Other runners move up, so first base open now with Wilkes at third and Reed at second, Bynum with a 2-1 count at the plate. Bynum steps back into the box, tears out at Balderson. Balderson now gets on the rubber and gets his side. He'll come set, and the pitch. This one's going to be fouled off on the right side, and the count will be even at 2. Dan Marcoya out of the dugout to pick up that foul ball. Tosses it back to the home plate umpire. The pitch. That misses inside, and the count will be full. 1-out in the bottom of the first inning, but Salt leads 3-1 here in Delta as the payoff pitch comes to the plate, and Bynum can't catch up with that one, and that's a strike three swinging for 2 outs, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Brado's little sister Mariah sang the national anthem before our game today and did an outstanding job, one of the best I've heard in quite some time. I believe it's the first time she's ever sang the anthem at all. So or at least in front of a crowd, and she knocked it out of the park, metaphorically speaking. Sprouty fouls that one back to the backstop. Balderson ahead in the count. Here's the pitch. One misses outside, and Barton tried to do a good job of framing it. Couldn't get the call. The count's even. Long look in for Balderson. He sees a sign of life now. Sets and delivers. That'll catch the outside corner for a strike. Exactly where Barton set up on that one. Brado going to have to be tough with two. Here's the pitch. This one's popped up. Left side. Barton coming over. Third baseman Schneider calls him off, makes the catch, and retires the side. So Delta able to push a run across here, but leave three, make it two on the base path. No errors by the Longhorns. We'll head to the second inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back to Delta High School here on Senior Day. I'm Mark Cantor. As Basalt leads 3-1, we head to the second inning, and Landon Kennel will face 9-1-2 in the Longhorn lineup. Calum Inglis will lead it off for Basalt. First pitch is popped up foul on the right side. Gastineau gives chase, put the ball out of play. Calum batting .261 on the year with a double. This pitch is lying foul out of play. And Kennel quickly up 0-2 on the Longhorn second baseman. Six walks, nine strikeouts for Inglis. The pitch, foul back to the backstop. Inglis right on Kennel right now. Kennel spares him. Got his sign and the pitch. That will hit Inglis. There's one thing about Kennel's game that he probably needs to work on the mound is his number of hits batsmen. He averages one or two a start, so. That'll bring Chaney Morris to the plate. Morris singled and scored last inning. Inglis has one stolen base on the air. This one's popped up into short right field. A diving catch made by Ty Reed. A looper heading into short right field. Reed had a long run, able to make the diving catch for the first out of the inning. Great play defensively. We'll bring Gage Balderson to the plate. The pitcher reached on an error. It was a collision by the middle infielder's of Delta. He'll take strike one on the breaking ball. He came around to score. English, the runner at first. He's got a good lead held on by Bynum. The pitch misses inside, and that'll even up the count at one. Kennel stares in. He's ready now. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. He's got the breaker working today. That curveball just nasty right now. Like I said, starts a couple inches outside the zone. By the time it gets to the plate, it's in there right about thigh level. Can't get Balderson to chase the high strike. And that'll even up the count. Here's the 2-2. Just missed the zone. I'm not sure if Balderson wasn't ready or what, but I guess he just sets up back in the box with his feet off kilter. The pitch fouled at the plate. So interesting setup for Balderson here at the plate. He's back and wide of the plate, and then timeout called. Back and wide of the plate. His feet are uneven. And then when the pitcher goes into his windup, he evens the feet up and takes a step toward the plate. This one lifted into right field. Reed to his right and will make the catch. That one a little easier on the fly ball. And Cade Schneider will come to the plate. Schneider singled and scored last inning. First four batters of the game for Basalt made it on base. So going much better now for Delta. The hit by pitch put a runner on first. This one will be lined into left on the first pitch, and Workman will get it in quickly. So runners at first and second for Basalt, and Elias Schneider will come to the plate. He had an RBI single last inning, but stranded at second. Keaton Ryer gets the signs into his catcher, Gastineau. Here's the pitch from Kennel. This one on the ground to first. Bynum fields it. Steps on the bag. Retires the side. So no runs, no hits. Actually, just the one hit. Excuse me. One left on for the Longhorns. No errors for Delta. We'll head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You need help to relax, or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face it to Nikki at the Sunflower Room and help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available at 874-2939 for Stacy to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Delta High School. I'm Mark Cantor, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. His club down 3-1 here in the bottom of the second. He'll take strike one. Connor batting 260 on the season with five doubles. 13 walks, 12 strikeouts. Take strike two. Looked outside to me, but not sure the umpires called that a strike today. So an interesting turn of events as that pitch is in the dirt and Connor makes no offer. Workman steps out, now back in. There's the 1-2 from Balverson. This one on the ground to third, and it's going to eat Schneider up. So a hard hit ball, Workman. We'll give Connor a base hit because of how hard that ball was hit. Now Evan Sicklin will come to the plate. Evan batting 395 as they check Workman over his first three doubles as well as three home runs. Evan leads the team at homers as this one is in the dirt, gets away from Barton, and Workman will move up 90 feet. That pitch will make it a 1-0 count to Sicklin. Evan had won it back on Tuesday against Olathe, and it was a grand slam. Delta totally annihilated Olathe on Tuesday, 33-0. And of course, beat Montrose 10-5 on Thursday, so it'll be their third game this week. Third of four as they're set for a doubleheader here against Basalt today. Here's the pitch. That's going to catch the inside front corner of the plate. As Sicklin takes strike one, here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Evan may have pulled his head just a little bit. And he's going to have to be tough with two. No outs here in the bottom of the second. Runner on second. And the pitch. Swing and a miss on the off-speed. Sicklin way out ahead. Strike three and one out. Jesse Delgado will come to the plate. Delgado batting 353 on the season with four doubles. The pitch is going to be fouled off at the plate. Delgado steps back. Right on right here. Workman the runner is second. Ballerson checks on him, looks at him. Now, we'll come home. That pitch is a fastball, and it's high out of the zone, about chin level on Delgado. So that'll even the count at one, and you've got aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. Salt leads 3-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch. This one is going to be popped up foul out of play back behind us. And now Delgado going to have to be tough with two. Long look in for Balderson. We'll look at the runner second now as he sets and fires. That one misses the zone high. Good lead by Workman out at second. Second baseman Inglis working in and out on him as Delgado closed time and steps out of the box. Now back in. Long look down at second as Workman steps back to the plate. Now Delgado will call time as Balderson is stalling out there on the mound. Had a long look at Workman until Workman went back to the bag and then just stood there. The pitch, swing and a miss. It gets away from the catcher, Barton. Delgado hustling up the line and gets the first on the wild pitch. So with the air. Delta will have runners at the corners as Workman moved up. Still just the one out and top of the order coming to the plate. Landon Kennel, he walked to lead off Delta's first and was forced out at home. The pitch is chopper back to third. Workman dives back to the bag. The third baseman, Schneider, tried to put the tag on. No force there, obviously, and Workman able to dive back in time, so Kennel will reach on the fielder's choice, and Delta will once again have the bases loaded. One out, Landon Clay will come to the plate. He walked last inning and scored Delta's first run. The pitch misses high. A lot of chatter as Ryer emphatically gives the signs to his shortstop, and it's a squeeze bunt. Workman will score from third. Clay is on his first, no throw. Gutsy call by Steve Ryer down there at third. Now I understand why he was so emphatic about the call. He says, make this work, and Rando did just that as he gets the RBI infield single. Base is still loaded. Luke Gastineau coming to the plate with one out. Luke singled back in the first inning as he takes ball one. The pitch popped up on the left side. Left fielder Schneider giving chase, and he will make the sliding catch to record the out, but Delgado will tag and score, so Delta will tie it up as the wild pitch comes back to toss the salt. The other runners will stay put. That's Clay at second and Hancock at first, the courtesy runner down there. The pitch, taken for a strike by Reed on the outside corner. The 0-1 on the inside corner for a strike. Reed's going to have to be tough with two. The pitch misses outside. One out here in the bottom of the second. Score tied at three. Runners with their leads. The pitch swinging a miss at an off-speed pitch. And Reed will have a seat. That will be the third out of the inning. As Delta able to tie the score here in the bottom of the second. We'll head to the third. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Cantor back with team here at Delta High School is Landon Kendall will come out to face the 5, 6, and 7 holes for the Longhorns. That's Barton Hayes and Nelson. Barton struck out swinging for the first out of the first inning. That pitch is low, blocked by Gaspino. Kennel stares in, comes set, kicks and fires. That one also low. We're tied at 3 here in the top of the third inning, and the 2-0 pitch from Landon. No offer made, and it also low. So 3 balls, no strikes to the Longhorn backstop. And the pitch. That misses a 4-pitch walk to lead off the inning for Barton. And see if they get a courtesy runner down there for him or if he'll run for himself. Looks like he's going to run for himself down there as Taylor Hayes will come to the plate. He struck out swinging for the second out in the first inning. Stands in on the right side. Good lead by Barton. The pitch is Hayes will attempt to lay down the bunt and pops it up foul to the backstop. Hayes shows bunt again. This one comes in high and tight and backs him off. It'll leave him a count up at 1 as well. Kennel says, I'll teach you to put that bat out over the plate in a bunt-style formation. Here's the 1-1. Hayes shows bunt again. This one popped up. Gaspino gives chase. Cannot make the diving catch. Good hustle by Luke. Just out of his reach, but it'll make the count 1-2. Gaspino, one of the seniors on this squad, along with Braden Sprout, Connor Workman, Donovan Raley, Chaz Welch, and Jacob Hancock. They'll all be honored between the games here today. Past home games for Delta. They have a makeup game on Monday as the 1-2 pitch has popped up foul on the right side. Gaspino gives some chase, but it'll be out of play. The makeup game with Roaring Fork will be on Monday. I'll have coverage of that one. So Kennel looking to win this battle here. 1-2 on Hayes. The pitch just misses the outside corner. I feel like the home plate umpires called that a strike previously, but I could be wrong. It'll leave the count at 2. The pitch. This one's chopped high to Delgado. Throws to first. Not in time. Delgado nonchalant about fielding that ball and making the throw on the high chopper. Didn't really have as much urgency as I thought he might have needed. And it's an infield hit. Delgado thought he got him, and Delta fans thought he got him, but apparently the umpire right there on first base disagreed. So runners first and second. As Kennel comes home to Nelson, it's a called strike on the curve. Nelson had a 2-RBI single in the first. It put Basalt up 3-0 at the time. Delta's battled back to tie it. Here's the pitch. That misses outside. Counts even at 1. That pitch is at the knees, but just off the plate. The pitch chops out at the plate. So Kennel goes up on the batter 1-2. As Nelson will step out, take a couple practice swings, gather himself. Now step back in.
Kennel has his sign set up high in the zone, swinging a miss at the fastball at the belt, and that'll be the first down of the inning. Hayden Rowley comes to the plate. He's 0 for 1 today. Grounded the third to end the first. He's up with one out, and his team knotted at three with their opponents. As that pitch is low and outside. Good block by Gastineau. Signs come in from Dan Marcoya at the third base coach's box. And Rowley steps back in. Here's the pitch. That one's on the outside corner for a strike. Evens the count at one. Aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners at first and second. The pitch from Kennel. Breaking ball misses outside. Barton the runner at second and Hayes at first. Nelson with a 2-1 count. Make it Rowley with a 2-1 count at the plate. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Kennel on the outside. Got Rowley to offer and miss. Evens up the count at two. Bynum playing behind the runner at first. Here's the pitch. This one on the ground. Porter goes to second for one. On to first. Dug out by Bynum. They can't turn two, but they do get Hayes at second. So Rowley reaches on the fielder's choice. Barton advances to third, and Kaelin Inglis will come to the plate. He was hit by a pitch to lead off last inning. Two down as he steps in. Kennel looking to prevent some damage here in the third inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss at the high heat. Inglis steps out, takes a couple of practice swings. Now he'll step back in on the right side. And the pitch. Breaking ball misses on the right side, on the outside, excuse me, and it'll even the count at one. Kennel stares in, he's ready now, and the pitch, and that'll catch the zone as Landon goes ahead and the count 1-2. Kennel sets and delivers. This one sought off to second base. Delgado up with it. Good throw to first. We'll get Delta out of the inning with no damage. Longhorns strand two. And there were no errors by Delta. We'll head to the Delta half of the third. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fides Cafe in Delta. Fides Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fides Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fides Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fides Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Sorum, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back at Delta High School, Mark Cantor here with you. Score knotted at three as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Gage Balderson set to face 5-6-7 in the Delta lineup. That's Bynum, Sprout, and Workman. Ryland struck out swinging in the first inning. And his only at bat of the day, he'll step in to try to redeem himself here. Here's the pitch from Balderson. It's low. Balderson stares in. He's got his sign and delivers. This one on the ground to third. Schneider up with it. Pump fake, throws by the first baseman. Bynum turns, heading to second. No one's covering the bag. Oh, wait, there's the second baseman covering the bag. And Bynum will be on second as a result of the throwing error by Schneider, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Brado popped up to the third baseman foul for the final out of the first. We'll see what Steve Ryer has him do here. And on the left side against the righty Balderson. Long look out at second and Bynum. The pitch. That one misses the zone. Ball one. Bynum again with a good lead. Shortstop Morris working in behind him. The pitch. Popped up. Into center field, Hayes ranges to his left. Bynum tags, does not go. So with one out, Workman will come to the plate. Connor singled and scored Delta's second run back in the second inning. Once again, score tied at three here in the bottom of the third. Bynum the runner at second. Workman takes ball one. The pitch. That'll miss outside, and it's 2-0 to the Delta left fielder. Balderson stares in. Now he sets. Takes a look at Bynum. Now comes home. This one chopped foul at the plate. On deck batter, Evan Ficklin comes and picks up that foul ball. Connor steps back in. Balderson checks the runner, now comes home. That pitch inside. 3-1 to Workman, so hitters count. With one out, we'll see what we get. And the pitch. Off speed, popped up, foul on the left side out of play, Workman out in front, and that runs the count full. Balderson toes the rubber. Here's the payoff pitch. We're waiting on that pitch. Here it comes. That's way outside, and Workman able to work a walk. Runners first and second, and Evan Ficklin will come to the plate. Ficklin struck out swinging for the first out last inning. Looks to redeem himself now with a couple of ducks on the pond. Workman's out at second in scoring position. Excuse me, that's Bynum out at second in scoring position. Workman's at first. Swing and a miss at the first pitch. Steve Ryer says, hey, let's make some contact here. Hit it out that way. The pitch. Takes a high strike. And now Evan going to have to be tough with two. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. Blocked by Barton. So Balderson will stare at it again. That's his sign. Kicks and fires. Actually, he'll step off the back of the rubber. Now he's ready again. Long look at Bynum comes home. This one will be lined into left field. That's a single. Schneider fields it. They're going to wave Bynum in. The throw to the plate is offline. And Bynum will slide in head first to pull Delta ahead by 1-4-3. RBI single by Bickling. Jesse Delgado comes to the plate, and the first pitch pops it up to right. Second baseman Inglis out in the right field makes the catch. Brings Landon Kennel to the plate. He's walked and reached on a fielder's choice today. Here's the pitch. Taken for a ball high. Working in the runner at second. Sickling the runner at first. Time called at the plate. And that was called by Barton, the catcher. First baseman Nelson playing off the bag and behind the runner at first. Alderson looks at Workman, now comes home. Swing and a miss at the 1-0 by Kennel. That'll leave him a count. Forgive me for the frog in my throat. It just developed the pitch. Inside of the dirt. Ball two. Here's the 2-1 from Balderson. This one's lifted into left center. Center fielder Hayes going back on it and will make the catch to end the inning. But not before Delta able to put a run across and take the lead 4-1. Excuse me, 4-3. We'll head to the top of the fourth inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations Don Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations Don Main. A&M Creations Don Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Right, we have a pitching change and some defensive substitutions for Delta. Braden Sprout will come in to pitch. Get to the numbers on Grado here quickly. 3-2 record in 8 appearances. 7 of those have been starts. A 2.21 earned run average. Nine walks, 32 strikeouts. Lefty will get set to face the top of the order. Defensively, the changes, looks like Kennel went out to play second base. Leho went into, Brett Leho's in center. Joe Black's out in left field now with Connor Workman coming in to play third base. We'll see how that affects the lineup here when Delta comes up in the bottom of this inning. They lead 4-3 here in the fourth as Cheney Morris will swing and pop up the first pitch. Kendall in on almost the grass there at second base will make the catch for the first out. That brings Gage Balderson to the plate. He's 0-for-1, reached on an error and scored today. He steps in. Sprout has his side. Kicks and fires. Swings and Workman will field it down at third base. Throw to first. Right there in time. 5-3 on the put out. Second out of the inning, and Kate Schneider will come to the plate. Schneider, 2-for-2 with a run scored today. He's been productive from the three hole. Sprout will step off, calls Gastineau out to have a chat. Apparently not on the same page here. The discussion is quick, and Gastineau will hustle back behind the plate. Schneider steps back in, right on left. Here's the pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike. Two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Once again, Delta leads 4-3. Sprout sets and delivers. High heat cannot get Schneider to offer, and the count is even at 1. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Brado. The fastball just off the plate, and Schneider couldn't catch up with it. Here's the 1-2 from Sprout. Gastineau set up high. The ball comes in at the knees, taken for strike 3, and the Longhorns go in order here in the top of the fourth inning. We'll head to the bottom, where Delta will look to add to their lead. It's 4-3 here at Delta High School. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Canner back with you here as Landon Clay comes to the plate, and he'll swing and miss at a pitch in the dirt. Clay singled and walked today as an RBI and a run scored. The pitch, taken high for a ball. This one's going to be chopped foul at the plate, and Clay going to have to be tough with 2 now. Looking at the order in the defensive substitutions. The pitch, that one's outside, even the count at 2. Looking at substitutions, I imagine that the designated hitter will now be hitting for the center fielder. Lejo, that pitch is spiked to the plate and runs the count full. So, Lejo, who came in center field, will be hit for by the designated hitter who had been hitting for Lance Porter, the third baseman, because Workman will stay in the lineup and bat for himself. When Sprout, or when Workman moved to third, this one's back up the middle for... Actually, it was snagged by the pitcher Balderson, who put to the first baseman Nelson for the first out of the inning. That'll bring Luke Gastineau to the plate. Luke is 1-for-2 today. So Joe Black came in. I think he'll go in the 9-hole where Jesse Delgado was. Luke takes ball one. That pitch taken for strike one, and it evens up the count. Bases across the board, one ball, one strike, one out. The pitch, Balderson works quickly now. This one pops up to left. Schneider camps out underneath it and makes the catch. So two down, and Tyreed will come to the plate. Struck out and reached on a fielder's choice today. He'll step in. As I mentioned, Ty's had at least three hits in the last three games as he fouls it back to the backstop on the first pitch. Got at least two home runs and a double. The pitch, swing and a miss. You know, Tyrus Anthony Reed going to have to be tough with two now. The pitch, way outside for a ball. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Delta leads 4-3. The 1-2 pitch is going to be popped up into right field. Rowley in on it and calls off the second baseman to make the catch. So Delta will go in order here in the fourth inning. We'll head to the fifth. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at Delta High School, as we head to the fourth inning, Braden Sprout out to start the fourth against the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. So the heart of the lineup for the Longhorns. Delta leads 4-3. Here on Senior Day, last couple of home games for Delta today. They'll honor their seniors between the two games of this double dip. Also going on today over at the Panther Stadium is girls soccer hosting second round of the playoffs today. So Delta's got a lot going on today. Super proud of the girls soccer team for being the sixth seed and hosting two playoff games. Here's the pitch from Bredo, and it's on the ground to second. Kennel up with it to first. One pitch, one out, 4-3 on the put out, and Cody Burton will come to the plate. Burton will step in on the right side, right on left against the lefty Sprout. Bredo stares in. As his son, and delivers. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Brito on the outside there. Barton not able to catch up with it. And the pitch. Just about the same place. This one's popped up foul out of play back behind us. So Brito going up way early. That hit something in the parking lot. That did not sound good out in the parking lot. So here's the 0-2 from Sprout. Breaking ball just over the second base from Kennel's head in the right field where Reed's field didn't get it in. It's a little looper, and Barton's on first. That'll bring Taylor Hayes to the plate. Hayes 0-2 today. Struck out in the first inning. Like we've got a courtesy runner down there at first now is Maverick Dombrowski will be in to run. Sprout looks in, now comes home, swing and a miss by Hayes. Here's the pitch. One misses inside. Good block by Gaston over there. Two-seamer tailed just a bit too far into the hitter, and the count's even at one. We got aces across the board, actually. One ball, one strike, one out. Delta leads by 1-4-3 here in the top of the fifth inning. Dombrowski in to run for Barton at first. He'll be held on by Bynum. Good lead by Dombrowski against the lefty Sprout. Here's the pitch. This one's low. Hayes steps out now, back in. Brito gets his sign. Here's the pitch. Caught the outside corner about letter high for a strike. And again, inconsistency on that outside corner. Worked in Delta's favor, so I'm not necessarily complaining this time. But here's the 2-2. Oh, chop foul. He had Hayes all tied up there, and he was barely able to make contact and foul that at the plate. Great breaking ball by Brado. So Sprout will spare it again. Looks at the runner Dombrowski at first. Looks at him again. Now comes home. This one bounces away from Gaston. Oh, Dombrowski will move up 90 feet. And the count will be full to Hayes. Umpires will shift their position with the runner on second now. Gastineau gets the sign from Ryer, Keaton Ryer, that is, in the dugout now. Gives it to Sprout. Brado comes home, and this one will be back to the pitcher. They'll toss it to Bynum at first, and that's two outs. Runner does advance to third, and Parker Nelson will come to the plate. Nelson, 1-2 with a strikeout and 2 RBI today. Browski's the runner on third, as the Longhorns have two outs here in the top of the fifth. Sprout comes home, breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. Sprout sets and delivers the 0-1. This one's going to be popped up foul on the right side. So Brado now way ahead on the batter, Nelson. See if he wastes the pitch or comes right after the Longhorn first baseman. Here's the pitch as Gastineau sets up high. This one fouled off out of play on the right side. Sprout stares in for his sign. He's got it now. And the pitch. Checks his swing. Wants to appeal to first base umpire. He says no swing. And it's 1-2. Here's the pitch. Gastineau sets up outside. He's going to be fouled to the backstop. Looks like Fredo may have taken a little bit off that one. Count remains 1-2. Nelson steps back in. Sprout has his sign. And the pitch. Fastball high. Possibly a waste pitch. See if they can get Nelson to swing at the high heat. Went right where Gastineau was expecting it. So, Deuce is wild on the scoreboard. Now 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of the fifth inning, Delta leads 4-3. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Delta's out of the inning. No damage done as the Longhorns will strand the runner at third. We'll head to the bottom of the inning. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machining Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machining with the expertise to get your projects done.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Gabe Balderson out to start the bottom of the fifth inning as he will face 5-6-7 in the Panthers order. It'll be Bynum, Sprout, and Workman, I believe. Bynum has struck out swinging and reached on an errant cord today. Looking to start things off for the Panthers here in their half of the fifth inning as that pitch misses outside for a ball. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Bynum had 2-0 now on Balderson. Balderson's got his sign and delivers. This one is also low. It'll be 3-0. So if you're Balderson, you don't want to adjust too much and hang the ball in the zone. Bynum shows bunt, pulls back, takes ball 4-4 pitch, walk to the leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the fifth, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Brado 0-2 today. He's looking to do a job here with the runner on first. Brado steps in on the left side. Good lead by Bynum, the pitch, as Stroud attempts to lay down the bunt and distracts the batter Bart, or the catcher Bart, and it gets away from him, and Bynum will move up 90 feet to second, and all it cost Delta was a strike. So, Brado advances the runner without getting it out, the pitch. Shot off left side and foul, and Sprout going to have to be tough with two now. Baller's from spirit, and now he's set. And the pitch. It's low and outside. So 1-2 the count now to Sprout. Alverson's got a sign. Let's set up the runner behind him at second for a long time. Now comes home. This one will hit Brado. So Sprout able to work a plunky out of that is Dan Marcoia out of the dugout and arguing that Sprout leaned into that. We'll get a courtesy runner as Jacob Hancock comes out of the dugout. Connor Workman now steps in. Connor squares to bunt and pulls back for ball one. Connor has singled and Watts scored a run today. This pitch will be bunted foul on the left side. Delta opting to play a little small ball here. Trying to advance the runners. Counts even at one as first baseman Nelson playing behind the runner at first is Workman not able to get that bunt down, fouls it back, and now he's going to have to be tough with two. The baseman Schneider was playing even with the bag and charging, but now playing back. See, Connor swings away here if he attempts a bunt with two strikes. The pitch. He's swinging away. This one gets by the catcher, Barton, and the runners will move up 90 feet. So Delta now with two runners in scoring position. Sprout at second, behind him at third. Excuse me, that's going to be Hancock at second. Workman with the 2-2 count at the plate. Workman. Steps in. Here's the pitch from Balderson. Misses outside. Connor able to work a full count here after going down 1-2.
Go, Connor.
Balderson with the payoff pitch. It's high, and Workman drops down to first. So that'll load the bases, and Evan Ficklin will come to the plate. And here comes Marcoia out of the dugout. That's going to be the end of Balderson's day, I believe. We'll just wait and see here. Discussion on the mound. It's a long discussion on the mound. I'm not sure we're going to get a pitching change or not. McCoy is still out there talking to Balderson. And it looks like Balderson will stay in that pitcher. And Big Evan Ficklin will come to the plate. He's 1-for-2 at an RBI single in the third.
Come on.
He's also struck out today, so. He'll step in with the bases loaded. I mentioned before he had a grand slam on Tuesday against the Latham, looking to duplicate that here. He takes the pitch inside. It's a ball. Takes the pitch. Strickland checks the swing, but goes around and counts even at one. Ballmer's upstairs, and now he's ready. The pitch. That'll miss low. Not much Strickland can do here except make contact. So no signs from Ryer, and that caught the outside corner again. A disputable strike, and Strickland's going to have to be tough with two. 2-2 pitch is lifted up, going deep to left center field. Center fielder Hayes makes the catch. Runner on third. Bynum will tag and score. So a sack fly is the first out of the inning for Delta. Sack fly by Ficklin. And now Joe Black will come to the plate. Joe steps in from the left side. Black batting .677 with two doubles and a home run. This one popped up foul on the left side. Third baseman giving chase. And Schneider able to make the catch right in front of the fence for the second out. Then we're going to top of the lineup back to the plate. And Landon Kennel, he's 0-for-1 with a walk today. Kennel's got runners at first and second, swings and misses at the first pitch. Hancock the runner at second, and Worthlin the runner at first. The pitch. Breaking ball taken for a strike on the inside half. And now Kennel's going to have to be tough with two. Alderson delivers, runner's going, and we've got a double steal. On ball one. Here's the pitch. Inside misses, and the count's even. This is wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Delta leads 5-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Popped up foul. Out of play. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Balderson gets out of the inning, but not before another run scores. Delta leaves two on base. We head to the top of the sixth inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Ganner, back with you at Delta High School, is Braden Sprouts finishing up his warm-up talk about start the sixth inning. His squad up 5-3 here. He'll face 8-9-1 in the Longhorn batting order. That's Rowley, Inglis, and Morris scheduled to come to the plate. So Delta went down 3-0 in the first inning, able to get one back in the bottom. So at the end of one, it was 3-1. Then able to tie it in the second, and then added a run in the third and one last inning. So until we got to 5-3 is after the flurry in the top of the first by Basalt, Delta's pitching staff able to shut them down. Probably looking to start something for the Longhorns here in the top of the sixth as Sprouts got his sign, and now we'll kick and fire. Swing and a miss. Sprout sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. So Bredo going up 0-2 early here on the Longhorn right fielder. And the pitch. This one on the ground. Clay up with it from short. The first in time. Great stretch by Bynum. Throw was a little low and off the bag. Bynum did a great job stretching out there, keeping his foot on the bag to record the out. One out, and Caleb Inglis coming to the plate. Inglis 0-for-1, been hit by a pitch today. Here's the pitch from Bredo. Foul back to the screen. Inglis steps out, takes a couple of practice acts, and steps back in right on left here. Here's the 0-1 from Sprout. Breaking ball, nasty, and it swung on and missed the strike two. That curveball actually started at about the belt buckle and just had the bottom drop out of it. Here's the 0-2. Chops foul at the plate. Again, Inglis steps out, takes a couple of practice swings, and now steps back in. Here's the pitch. Cannot get Inglis to chase the high heater, and it's 1-2. Sprout stares in. Now he sets and delivers. That breaking ball shot foul. Count will remain 1-2 to the Longhorn second baseman. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Two outs in the inning. And Chaney Morris will come to the plate. Morris 1-for-3 today. The pitch. High and outside for a ball. Morris steps out. Now quickly steps back in. Sprout has his sign. And the pitch. This one's going to be poked down the right field line and foul. That'll leave an account at one. Fredo kicks some dirt around the mound now, back on the rubber. He stares in. And the pitch misses outside. Morris steps out and takes the practice swing now. Steps back in as Fredo's ready. Here's the 2-1 delivery. This one popped up in the right field. First baseman Clay's out on it, and he will make the catch in front of the right fielder Reed. And that will retire the Longhorns. They go in order here in the top of the sixth inning. We'll see what Delta can do in their half of the sixth coming up after this. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's station to Nikki at the Sunflower Room to help that pain stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for station to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Looks like we're going to get a pitching change for Basalt, as I believe Cheney Morris has gone to the bump. And Balderson replaced Morris at shortstop, so easy change there. First batter that Morris will face will be Landon Clay. As it's 2-3-4 in the Delta lineup coming to the plate. Lando, 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored today. Delta leads here 5-3 in the bottom of the sixth. They'd love nothing more than to have a big inning and put several more insurance runs on the scoreboard. And we really haven't seen that one big inning from Delta that they have come accustomed to. So maybe this will be the inning that takes place. Once again, Landon Clay coming to the plate. He'll face Cheney Morris. Morris stares in. He's ready and comes home. Strike one called on the inside half. Morris working quickly now. There's the pitch. Clay sets down a beautiful bunt down the third base line. Throw from Morris. Nowhere near in time. And Clay with an infield hit to get things started here in the bottom of 6-4 of the Panthers. That'll bring Luke Gastineau to the plate. Luke is 1-for-3 today. Signs coming from Steve Ryder down to the third base coach's box. Good lead by Clay, held on by Nelson, the pitch. As that's a bunt down the third base line, Morris picks it up to first in time. Delta playing a little small ball today as they advance the runner to second on the sack bunt. One out, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Ty's 0-for-2 and reached on the fielder's choice today. He's at the plate with one out. Delta up 5-3 here in the bottom of the sixth. Morris steps off the rubber, now back on. Clay with a good lead down there at second. English working in and out on him. Here's the pitch. Reed doesn't offer, takes ball one. Morris works quickly as he has his sign. Now we'll look at the runner. Down there at second comes home. This one will be fouled off on the right side, and the count's even at one to read. And the pitch. This one's on the ground to short. Alderson up with it on the first in time. There's three on the put out, and Rylan Bynum will come to the plate. Rylan walked, struck out, reached on an error today, scored a couple of runs. Plays the runner in second. Morris looks out there at him, now comes home, and Bynum will take the slider for a strike. Morris stares there. He's ready now. Now step off. Catcher Barton out to talk after being summoned by Morris. The plate umpire will take this opportunity to sweep off the plate, and now he and Barton will be back behind the dish. Morris looks at the runner at second, now comes home. This one's off the catcher's chest guard. They're able to keep it in front, but it bounced away, and Clay only about 90 feet. So Clay, 90 feet from scoring now, with two outs and Bynum at the plate. Bynum with a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. That one misses the zone, and it's 2-1. Morris turns in, now has a shiny light. Catcher sets up on the outside half. The pitch is lifted in the left field. It is going deep. It is going far. It's at the base of the wall. Bynum will round first with an RBI double. Delta gets that insurance run they were looking for. Now leads 6-3 here in the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring Braden Sprout to the plate. Brado's 0-2, been hit by a pitch today. Stolen base. Base hit here can score Bynum from second. Morris stands in. Sets, checks the runner at second, now comes home. Breaking ball misses outside for a ball. Bynum the runner at second after his RBI double. The pitch, swing and a miss. He wins the count at 1. Sprout steps out now, back into the left side. Left on right is Morris. Checks the runner now. Checks him again, comes home. This one will be fouled off on the right side, and Brady's going to have to be tough with two.
Let's go, Greg.
Assistant coach Paul Sheen tracks that ball down in foul territory. Catcher Barton has some instructions for his pitcher before he squats down. The pitch. High and outside. The count's even. Morris hits off a couple of times. He's ready now. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Delta only able to get the one run across after a base hit. We'll head to the top of the seventh. Delta up by 3-6-3. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta. The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student. Every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Brett looking to finish this thing as he comes to the mound in the top of the seventh inning. Delta up 6-3. He finishes up his warm-up tosses. He'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the Longhorn order, at least to start out with. That's Balderson, Schneider, and Schneider. Cage Balderson is 0-for-2, reached on an error and scored today. He was the starting pitcher. Gave up all but one of Delta's 6 runs today. He'll step in on the right side, right on left. He's hoping to get something going here, a rally here for his team in the last inning. The pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike. Good start for Breda. And the pitch, that misses the inside corner and can't see even at one. Frankly, didn't miss it by much. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Breda. Breaking ball finds the zone. Stroud up in the count, 1-2. Sprout, sets, and delivers. This one popped up, right side in foul territory. Bynum finds it, tracks it, makes the catch. One out, and Cade Schneider will come to the plate. Schneider 2-for-3 today. He has struck out once and scored a run. Brown stares in. He's got his sign. Kicks and fires. This one will be lifted up foul on the right side. Sprout sets and the 0-1. It's a strike. I think Schneider tried to check his swing, wasn't able to. And Bredo up 0-2. Long look in for Sprout. Shakes off a couple now. He has one he likes. The pitch. No. Fastball high. He misses. There's a late pitch trying to get Schneider to chase the high heat there. It did not happen. Keat gets the signs to Luke behind the plate. He, in turn, relays them to Sprout on the mound. Here's the pitch. And I don't think that's how they drew it up. It was low and inside, and it'll even account at 2. Bredo clearly frustrated with that one. Didn't go where he wanted it. Here's the pitch. Chop foul at the plate. Count will remain even at 2. day for baseball here. Partly cloudy skies. I'd say probably around mid-60s right now. Slight breeze. Delta leads 6-3 here, top of the seventh. One out, 2-2 pitch. Misses out way outside. Sprout sets and delivers. That one got was called a ball four, and that's been a strike all day, folks. That was not a good call by this umpire. That was at the knees, right down the heart of the plate, and that has not been called a ball all day. So with one out, Basalt will have a runner at first with a big lead against Bredo. Sprout comes home, though. A swing and a miss by Elias Schneider. This Schneider's 1-for-3 today with an RBI. Cade Schneider with a big lead held on by Bynum. That pitch on the outside corner and misses. Count even. That outside corner's been suspect all day with this home plate umpire. Aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. Swing and a miss at that pitch. It's 1-2. Temperature even better than I thought it was. We're in mid-70s here. That's another big lead by Schneider at first. Here's the 1-2 as Gastineau sets up on the outside corner. This one on the left side in the hole. That's the base hit. So Basalt now with runners at first and second. You know, I complain about the strike zone of the umpire, but whether it's a strike or not, as long as you show some consistency, I can respect that. But this umpire has not been consistent with that outside corner. And the walk earlier this inning, he was definitely inconsistent with that call as well. Here's the pitch from Sprout as this one is lifted into center field by Barton. Leho underneath it makes the catch. And the Longhorns down to their last out. We'll send Taylor Hayes to the plate. He's over. Make it 1-for-3 today. Struck out in the first inning. Delta leads 6-3 here in the top of the seventh. Once again, two outs. Basalt with runners at first and second. Elias Schneider at first. Cade Schneider at second. Hayes steps in to the right side, right on left. The pitch from Sprout. Outside. And high. For ball one. Bredo awaits his sign. He has it now and sets. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Gets away from Gastineau, but he keeps it in front. Runners aren't able to advance. It was a ball. They do appeal down to the first base umpire. He says, yes, indeed it was. Ball two. Here's the pitch. That one's a called strike. Sprout checks the runners. Now comes home with the 2-1. That one's called strike at the letters right down the heart of the plate. And now chatter coming from the Basalt dugout about their disagreement with that call. So the count's even at 2, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, deuces wild. The pitch from Sprout chopped down the third base line. Hookman steps on the bag and ends the game. So Delta will come away with a 6-3 victory here, and we'll take a break, come back to the postgame show. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weider is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weider will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Canner back with you here at Delta High School as Delta gets the victory in Game 1 against Basalt. This will be a league victory, as Game 2 will be a non-league contest. Delta today gave up 3 runs in the top of the first inning, and then Landon Kemmel able to shut down the Longhorns, recording 3 strikeouts. Braden Sprout came in relief and didn't allow any runs, also had 3 strikeouts. The plate today, Landon Clay, was 2-for-3 with an RBI and 2 runs scored. So, once again, the final score, Delta 6, Basalt 3. We'll take a little break, a little intermission, if you will, and come back to the stream with Game 2. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports and Audio Sports Online. We'll talk to you in a little bit.